to come back. They might have become discouraged by the ultra-competitive grant writing process, or they just got tired of the long hours and low pay and found other outlets for their talent and creativity. The women like me, who soldiered on in science, were few and far between. Specifically, women now make up an average of 28% of the science faculty at most major U.S. research institutions. The roller coaster-like drop from 50% women in graduate school to an average of 28% women at the faculty level works like a big, flashy neon warning sign to women saying, "Beware, life is mighty challenging in this neck of the woods." Despite the depressing statistics, I kept moving forward. I published many articles in prestigious scientific journals and won many prizes for my work on the anatomy and physiology underlying memory function in the brain. I was a role model for women scientists and highly respected by my peers. On paper, I had a stellar career and an impeccable track record, and I loved doing science. I really did. What could possibly be wrong? Well, everything else. To be honest, my life was pretty depressing. While I had created a dream career for myself, I had no social life and no boyfriend in sight. I had strained relationships with members of my department and my own lab. When a senior faculty colleague I was teaching with decided he would write exams, grade exams, and set up laboratory exercises at the very last minute, I felt completely powerless to push back. When a student decided, without telling me, to take a chunk of time off from her research with me to take a teaching job, I was incensed. The only way I knew how to relate with the other scientists in my lab was through work, or more accurately, working really hard. I couldn't talk to them about anything else in life, because in my mind, there was nothing else in life. Oh, and did I mention that I was fat, too? 20 pounds overweight, to be exact. I felt miserable, and for the first time in my life, completely without direction. I was really good at engaging with science and advancing my career, but it seemed that I was really bad at living. Now, don't get me wrong. I loved what I was doing. I was and always have been passionate about science. But could I get by on work alone? Then I came to a startling realization. I was truly clueless at something, something really important. What does a woman of science do when she realizes that she is missing out on everything but science? In my case, I decided to conduct an experiment on myself, which changed the course of my life. Over these past few years, I've leveraged my 20 years of neuroscience research and taken a wild leap of faith. I ventured beyond the world of science and discovered a whole new universe of health and happiness that ironically led me right back to where I started. And an enormous, almost total transformation happened inside of me. Determined to change my fate, I went from living as a virtual lab rat, an overweight, middle-aged woman who had achieved many things in science but could not seem to figure out how to also be a healthy, happy woman with both a stimulating career and meaningful relationships. I was at a profound low point, and I knew that the only person who could lift me up was me. I didn't want to wake up 10 years later at age 50 and feel like my life was empty but for more publications, awards, and lab results. I wanted much more. Was that too much to ask? Is each of us destined to be or do just one thing, choose only one path? And don't we all have many sides? Which side of yourself have you given up on in the course of pursuing your work or family or both at the same time? And given the chance, wouldn't you like to connect with that missing part of yourself? Perhaps that creative, fun, exuberant, childlike part of you that rides life like a rodeo cowgirl on a bucking bull? My answer, yes, I would. So in the middle of my life, I began to tackle the seemingly forced separation of my two selves and get happy. Of course, there have been lots of books about what happiness is and how to make yourself happy. From my